Today, we're joined by Brian Arms, Executive Director of Tourism for Pickett County. We'll explore what's driving local tourism and how the county is showcasing its natural beauty and small-town charm. Welcome, Brian.
Thank you.
Thanks for being here.
Absolutely. Glad to be here.
How was the journey down from Birdstown?
It was a quick run, actually. Got there quicker. It seems like it gets quicker and quicker every time.
Listen, so Stephen Bilbrey, the current county executive, who's in his, well, he was county executive years ago, and then he ran again in 22. He used to tell me when we talked when I got to first work with him in 2006, 2010, he used to say, I can get to Couville in 40 minutes. And I thought, how in the world do you get from Birdstown to Couville in 40 minutes? And how long did it take you, Brian? Did it take you about 40 minutes?
About 40, 45 minutes.
Okay.
Pops, about 40
well, maybe
minutes.
Maybe I just, I don't know. Are you speeding? No, you don't have to answer that. You don't have to answer that, Brian.
Okay.
So Brian is Director of Tourism in Pickett County. And so I start, Brian, I want to get to know you because I've never met you before, and I'm happy you're here, and I love Pickett County. First, let me say that. Pickett County, I've been going there for 20 years. Actually longer than that because I used to go to basketball games and stuff like that. But it's just the natural beauty of it, what it has to offer, small-town feel, the beautiful lake, the beautiful hills and hollers. It's just got a lot. And, Del Hollow is one of your biggest marketing tools, right?
As absolutely.
As it should be. So I just throwing it out there. If you haven't been to Pickett County and Birdstown, you need to go. So, Brian, are you originally from Pickett County?
I am. I'm a born and raised, I guess, Pickett Countyan. Been there all my life. Graduated high school there. Grew up in Pickett County. Worked in Pickett County when I was in high school. And anyway, went from there to Tennessee Tech. Got out a little bit. Went to Tech. Got done. Worked at Purdue Farms. I spent most of my career, working career, as far as I guess the real job is per se, as folks say, at Purdue Farms up in Monterey, Tennessee.
Mm-hmm.
And I was there to the closure, the plant closure recently, and got an opportunity to come back to Birdstown. Of course, prior to that, I was living in Birdstown. I got remarried, moved back to Birdstown. Everything's going good. Got back home. Got a beautiful wife, Kim. Used to be Kim Garrett.
Okay.
By trade, mother was a. Assistant, I guess, to the principal. You got in trouble, you went and seen her mom
in high school. Yeah, I hope you're not getting in trouble and having to go see her.
No,
okay.
No,
all right.
not now, I guess. I'm hoping I'm staying off the naughty list. But she was a Garrett, married to Stockton, started out in first grade up there. So she's I ran into her. Actually, her husband had passed, and I had been divorced. And Sam Gibson, he's our mayor in town. He takes credit for putting me and Kim together because – we actually got to see each other again. We really hadn't seen each other since high school at the annual 5K St. Jude Run up in Birdstown. It's getting bigger every year, that event is. But a few years back, we got to meet, and I stayed up with her to the bypass. And then I'm a former basketball player. I'm a 1990 graduate.
Okay.
Pickett County High School. Mm-hmm. And played basketball. I was a member of the first boys state championship team.
Yeah.
So got to do that. Proud of that.
Yeah.
County Mayor Stephen Mayer, he was on that team. He was a janitor on the team. Of course, I was first off the pine, as they say.
Yeah.
I do hold a record there, believe it or not. I got a record in my name is the most games first up. First off entered most games through the high school career.
Yeah.
So. I think I still hold that stat. So
Six man award.
Got to do that. Billy Warden, he's one of our local guys uptown that puts a lot of historical facts together, and he did share that with me and put a little book of records together. But that's kind of a neat trick there. But back to seeing Kim and Sam met us. My wife, married to now, she's a, of course, she was a Stockton, now Arms, of course. But we live in Birdstown.
Okay.
Happy to be back home in Birdstown. Like I said, we did meet at the 5K, and Sam Gibson likes to take credit for that.
Well, so let me just tell you a quick story about Sam Gibson. And I adore Sam. And his kids, James and Kayla, I'm closer to them than the other two. But James got married during COVID, and he got married in Baxter, which is my hometown. And Sam officiated the wedding, right? Because he can. As a mayor, he can do that legally. And so the first 15 minutes of the wedding was – was about Sam Gibbs. I can't even say it without laughing. All the stuff Sam did and how James had followed in his footsteps. And I was just – I was tickled, as we say down here in Tennessee. I was just tickled to death that Sam was talking about him at his son's wedding, and James was just chomping at the bit. He's ready to get married, you know. And so it's not been that long since Sam's been on. Sam's a great guy. And let him take credit for that, Brian. It probably makes him happy to do that. So we'll just let him have that credit. And
I always do. Don't argue with Sam.
Yeah,
you're not going to win with Sam. No. So you kind of got to give in and go with Sam. But know Sam most of my life as well.
He was
a big part of the organization.
Sure,
high school basketball. He's been around.
Mm-hmm.
Got a lot of knowledge, and he's a good guy.
Good girls basketball coach.
Absolutely. Yeah. He's part of, I believe, the winning. For Rainer, I think he might have been a coach in one of them years, if not more than one.
Yeah. So, did you grow up in Byrdstown, or did you grow up in the community out in Pickett County?
No, I actually grew up, if some folks are going to laugh at me, when I started kindergarten, my parents, my mother and father, they met in college. My father was from Clay County up in Salina. So, I've got a lot of history back in Salina as far as family goes. Mm-hmm. As a child, I'd go stay with my grandparents. They had a farm down on the river, and I'd spend a lot of summers with them. Of course, they had a house in town, and I'd spend most of my summers there. But as far as Byrdstown goes, how I ended up there, my mother and father met, and her first job was a county agent for Pickett County.
Yeah.
So in that position, you have to work and live in Pickett County.
Sure.
So they moved in and started out in a trailer in Pickett County. Then we moved into a rent house while they were building their first home in Pickett County. And then we moved from there into a house up behind the old builder supply, it was called. I think Sam actually owns that property. The city does now.
Yeah.
They use it as like a storage area or something for the water department.
Yep.
But they use it for that. But up behind that, there was some houses up there. And they all were two-story houses that went up at the time. And a lot of the locals got to call them that Snob Knob.
So okay.
I grew up, I guess, they say on Snob
Knob. Snob Knob, okay.
So the locals are going to know where that's at. But I was fortunate to grow up there, had a great neighborhood. A lot of the things that we're trying to get, we do now, is like we're in this position I'm getting to be a part of. It's kind of like what I grew up in as childhood.
But, sure.
You had the neighborhood, you'd invite the whole town up, you didn't lock your doors, events, volleyball outside, fireworks. Your whole community would just kind of get together. And we had a lot of folks in the neighborhood would come down, town members come down. That's kind of how I grew up. Neighbors to Lincoln Davis. He was a former U.S. senator, I guess. Or
congressman, state, yeah.
Congressman, yep. U.S. congressman. Neighbors to him, David Rich. His family, of course, is good close growing up with them as well. They own the builder supply, co-owners of Lincoln.
Yep.
But that's kind of where I grew up, where I started, and how I got to Byrdstown. Stayed there all the way through school, graduated in 1990.
Yeah. So when you went to Tech.
Yes.
And then you had a career at Purdue,
mm-hmm.
and you left when they left, right? You stuck it out. So how long were you at Purdue Farms?
I was with Purdue Farms for 33 years.
Wow, Brian.
Been there all along. I started out in college at Tennessee Tech my first 2 years. Started out as an engineer. I was going for civil engineering. And went down there. Probably didn't have all my head focused in education, and I played music, like playing a band, that kind of thing. So I still do that today. But stopped going to school for a short time, went to college. They had at the time it was FFM, later went to Gopak, and then Purdue bought them in 98. But I've been through the whole transition, all three owners. But started out with an education package. They would pay for your schooling. And of course, before Purdue come along, they was pretty bold. If you could take a full load of courses if you wanted to, as long as you passed them, they'd reimburse you.
Yeah.
So and Purdue took over. They started out big, and they narrowed it down to semesters and so many hours a year.
Mm-hmm.
But I took advantage of that and got through, and finally got through. They had paid for my schooling, got done my bachelor's degree in business. I switched to business and finished.
So at the peak of Purdue Farms, how many people were employed there at their peak? Do you know?
Back in what I would say, I guess, a heyday, they was probably close to 2,500 associates, I'm guessing, over 2,000, 2,000 plus associates, close to 20, over 2,000 there when I started back in the early 90s, early 90s.
They were so big for this community and just so vital to so many people's lives, right? And it's just a sad situation. Of course, it's business. It happens.
Yep.
And you lived it, right? You
yep.
were there, and you stayed until they left, and I know that was probably not easy because that was home for you,
yep.
right? Home away from home. But they were so important, and I hope people don't forget how amazing that was for our community to have them in Monterey, in Putnam County, with people like you from Pickett County, and then, of course, Cumberland County and Fentress County, all these people coming in from other counties that didn't have opportunities, they could come and work at Purdue and have a career.
Oh, yeah.
And it was good, and, you know, things happen. Things happen, and it's unfortunate, and, you know, we hate it, but you saw an opening. You saw a door open, I guess, with tourism. And so how did that come about?
Well, I was out for a little while, out of work, and you may or may not know what this is, but the locals will know what that is. I was called a go-getter, which I was my position after employment with Purdue. I got to be a go-getter for a few months. And what that is Kim's father-in-law, he kind of told me the story and got me on it. But what it is, a lot of folks back in the 70s, 80s, the men of the family, they got to call them go-getters. They would take their wives to work and drop them off, and then they'd line up at the end of the day and pick them up. Most of them were farmers. They'd go farm all day.
Yeah.
Then they come back and pick their wives. So they got to laugh and make fun of them, calling them go-getters.
Yeah.
So I got to do that for a while. Well, said I was going to, but my wife said, no, you're going to have to find a job.
Yeah.
So, but anyway, while I was out, did spend a little time not working and just catching up at home, you know, trying to decide what I was going to do. I wasn't ready to quit work just yet. I've got some good years I felt left. So anyway, long story short, started looking. I looked at some jobs in Cookeville and started shopping around and applying for jobs here and there, and just wasn't really for sure what I wanted to do. Wasn't for sure if I wanted to go back into the same type of business I was in, wanted to try something new, see if I had something in me. I've always been able to do just about anything I've ever put my mind to, and just wanted to give it a shot. But anyway, I was living in Burgetown. That was the goal, was to find a job in Burgetown, and just so happens we had a long-time Chamber of Commerce director, Bill Robbins.
Yeah, I know Bill very well.
A lot of folks know Bill, done a lot for Burgetown. Mm-hmm. A huge, huge role that I got to be a part of coming in behind him and learn from him. I was fortunate to get to work from him for a couple of weeks before he quit. But anyway, he announced retirement and they put the job out, and it popped up when I decided to start looking for a job. So I guess the good Lord God had a plan for me.
Yeah.
Just to look around, and he found a way to get me back home, and working to get to serve Burgetown and Pickett County. But that's how it got started. Wasn't for sure how I would do with this.
Sure.
And so far, one of the things in the business world and the corporate world, a lot of times they'll tell you and push you, you know, you're getting too close to your people, you know, business, business, business. But that was kind of a weakness. And I like to talk. I've got the arms curse. all my family, my grandpa was a school teacher, farmer. Dad was an insurance salesman, school teacher, a flower shop owner. Business owner, so he.
So you come by it naturally.
And mom, she served all her career. It's a blessing what she done for Pickett County and the region. Still seeing the marks they left today.
Well, we're gonna hear more about that because I want to know about your beginning at tourism. More of Brian Arms when we return. Welcome back, Brian Arms, Executive Director of Tourism for Pickett County, is with me today. Excited to learn more about you, Brian. You're doing a great job talking about your background, and I love the fact that you brought in family and talked about your parents and your wife, and it just makes me feel good. I'm glad we're doing that because people want to know those things. They want to know who my guests are. So you were at Purdue Farms. You had a good career there. They decide they're going to leave Monterey. Said you're a go-getter, which is hilarious. I can't wait to use that at some point in time. Taking your wife to work, and then you found this opportunity, and as you said, you're a people person, right? What was your position at Purdue Farms? Were you working with people all day, or were you stuck in an office?
Well, I had a little of both, best of both worlds, I guess you could say. I finished as a shipping manager. Had a big responsibility. I had all the pretty much transportation coming in. Shipments coming in and out, trucks, truckload shipments, you know, raw materials coming into the plant. Then when we made the products, my job was to get it to the right location. We had several DCs that we had to focus on, you know, so I was just like a huge puzzle, and I become good at it and had a very great team, top notch. We set records through the company, held standing records through the company, just – that's one of the things that kind of hurt the most is I'd gotten close to everybody there all throughout the Purdue organization, met a lot of nice, top-notch people, and we was beating other plants and top of the numbers, the metrics that they weigh your performance on, the plant goals and that kind of stuff. We just knocked them out of the park every year, especially toward the end of my career. And it was good to be a part of that. But I had two shifts of shipping and receiving and kind of a third shift inventory maintenance type group that I was responsible for.
So you're a logistics expert.
Logistics, transportation, that's my what I've got 30-plus years involved
in. And that involves a lot of communication.
Yes.
So, which gets to where you're at now, because tourism is all about relationships and communication. And so the door is open for this position. Mr. Robbins, Mr. Beal is retired, and you see an interest. What pushed you? What was that convincing factor that says, I want to do this? This is a new adventure, nothing like I've been doing, right? Because you went from shipping manager, and now you're in tourism. So, I mean, there's some similarities to the process, I know, but what pushed you to want to do this?
Well, I was during the interview process, I was interviewing Cookeville, a couple of places down here. I hadn't chose to go to the competitors yet up at Kegels, which is Tyson,
right?
Up in Albany. I hadn't chose to go that route yet. That was going to be my last resort. If I couldn't find a job, I'd hope to be able to land a job there. But I got to interviewing for this executive tourism director position at Pickett County. They'd made some changes and getting ready to try to find a replacement for Bill. And during the interview process, I had a question, believe it or not, Sam Gissom asked me, why do I want this position? And I got to thought about that for a minute. And I'd thought about it and prayed on it before coming to the interview. What do I do? Because I thought was going to be something new to me. Didn't know if I could do it. Hope I'm not getting too old in my career to start something new, which definitely not that at all. But got in there, and he asked me the question, why? And I got to thinking about my parents, what they did for Birchtown. My father, he was hugely involved in JCs. He played a part in getting Lincoln Davis into politics. Kelly Kiesling, mm-hmm. He started him out, kind of helped him along. And I got Kelly Kiesling just come back from the governor's conference up in Murfreesboro, GovCon, and he showed me around some of his people he was wanting me to meet. And he was taking me under his wing and helping me, communicate and just get to know people. Who to know and how things works and that kind of thing. But his opening spiel to introduce me was, you're never not going to believe this, but this is Amos Arms' grandson. And he worked for my grandpa back before he got into politics, mm-hmm. and hauled corn and feed. My grandpa and dad would haul feed. And got to talk to Dr. Young. He's another gentleman over in Clay County. Yep. He's their Chamber of Commerce man. But we was at the same table talking to Kelly and of course, he was oohing and awing and couldn't believe that was Amos Arms' grandson. How in the world that going to happen? Mm-hmm. But the story he had that I remember the most, it was the funniest, Dr. Young told, was my grandpa was a small man in height. Of course, my dad was large, and he was driving the tractor. My grandpa was on one fender, and Dr. Young, if I understood the story right, was on the other fender. And my grandpa never would go very fast at all. Of course, my dad, he used to do some drag racing and stuff back in his youth. And
is this official drag racing or unofficial drag racing?
Maybe unofficial. Whatever you do with a 66 GTO to beat everybody.
There you go.
There are stories I've been told. I still find it hard to believe. They drag raced across Del Hollow Dam.
Oh.
And the size of the cars, I just can't imagine them doing that back in that day.
Wow.
But anyway, back to the story, my grandpa got to fussing at my dad for speeding, they were driving down the road with the tractor, and fussing, you're going too fast. And my dad was steering the wheel. My grandpa was actually the one fussing about the speed, was doing the throttle. So he was giving it the go, and they didn't realize, and he was fussing on dad for driving too fast.
Wow.
But stories like that was neat, just hearing them and getting introduced to these political people. I'm not into politics.
Sure.
And get to meet those folks in the legislature, and it's a neat way to introduce folks.
Well, you were with two good guys, with Kelly Kiesling and Dr. Young. I mean, I've known Kelly for years, and of course, he's one of the people that supports county government, which is what I'm in. What I'm doing now is advocating for county government. He's sponsored several bills for our association. He's been he's a friend of county government. He's a friend of Pickett County. They obviously want you to succeed, or he wouldn't have taken you in, under his wing. And at the governor's conference, did you go to Kingsport as well, or did you?
I did. I started out when I got this position. They had three conferences they wanted to put me through right off the bat. I got to go to the tourism conference out in Kingsport, Tennessee.
So I was there.
You was there?
I was there.
All right, I was there as well.
Yep.
April Hayden, the logistics tourism person, also went with me. We both got to go to that one. But that was a neat tourism folks know how to put on a conference. That was a neat conference. I learned a lot, mm-hmm. took a lot of notes. Mm-hmm. I was blessed to get to be a part of that and get to do that.
That's good. And so you got to experience the GovCon for tourism and then the GovCon for economic development.
Yes.
And in your position, they go hand in hand.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
And so you had that. And so I'm on the Tennessee Tourism Committee. Commissioner Ezell appointed me back in the summer.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm on the statewide Tennessee Tourism Committee, and it's been enlightening to me. It's been wonderful that I get that opportunity to be on a committee with like-minded folks across the state to help you all as directors try to figure out the best way to help your community. And it's been a blessing so far. So those conferences they mean everything, right? You're going and you're talking to your peers. You're brand new, and your career was in something completely different, and now you're around 800 people or so that can tell you and share ideas with you or tell you, hey, I was there. I started where you're at, and you're getting that exposure. So I think it's time well spent, you going to these conferences. So I have Brian Arms. He is the executive director of the Pickett County Tourism. We'll be back in just a moment after this break. Welcome back, Brian Arms, the executive director of Pickett County Tourism. Sorry, Brian, I'm talking too fast. Glad to have you here. It's been great information so far. So, Brian, you've been director. You started in July, so just a few months now, right?
That's correct.
But you've been able to go to a couple conferences the state has had, be around people that do the same thing you do. I know you've learned a lot. So let's get to Pickett County and what tourism means there. What is your biggest asset in Pickett County for tourism?
I would have to say Del Hollow Lake, probably the biggest attraction, biggest asset we've got.
And it's been that way for years, right?
Yes, yes.
And so I've been on that lake many times, beautiful lake, probably the most beautiful lake in Tennessee, to be honest with you. Not against Center Hill down here, but it's just a different dynamic, right? And so it's a beautiful lake. So how people have been coming to Del Hollow Lake for years. I mean, I used to be big buddies and still think of world of Tim Reagan. And he did guide fishing on the lake for people from Indiana all the time, Kentucky and Indiana. So people's been coming there, Brian, but how do you and your team get more people to come to Del Hollow Lake, especially on the Pickett County side, nothing against Clay County, but we're talking about Pickett County now, and stay and fish and get pontoon boats and houseboats and put commerce and put money back into the community? Where do you go?
I guess what you're asking is, how do we, as Tom Allen would say, put heads in beds?
That's right.
That's one of his theories.
Heads in beds. Pushed. That's right.
Well, one thing we're good at is hospitality. Birchtown is a unique community in itself. Growing up there, I didn't realize that as much while I was there growing up. But after I've been away and got a chance to come back, you appreciate and didn't realize the beauty we have there, the scenic beauty, the outdoor beauty we got. It's a heaven for, we got eagles, bass fishing. We're home of the world record smallmouth bass. It's mm-hmm. caught in Del Hollow Lake. The number two fish was caught there, and three as well. But anyway, we're blessed to have Del Hollow Lake and everything it does. As far as what do we do? We've got the nice docks and advancing on them. I think Pickett County, if I did my math right and got my head on right, we got five marinas that's fortunate to be in Pickett County. It'd be a part of that. So we've got a huge resource there, real nice marinas. We've got dock facilities. Speaking of, I guess Governor Bill Lee had started back in, I did my research right, 2021. He'd got together Bill Dance, and they've named Del Hollow as a Bill Dance signature lake. Mm-hmm. So we're one of 14 lakes. Yeah, one of 14 lakes. There's a lot of stuff going on behind the scenes right now on that, and there's some things in the works I found out about, and I'm also a part of. There's some work underway for the Bill Dance Series Lake, project that's been working on for years, I guess, but it's actually starting to move a little bit. Might see some action over the next few years. We're going to do some things there to improve the lake facilities and that kind of thing. But anyway, that's an area that we can work on, I believe, to help with tourism, bring in that as well. What was the question again?
Well, just you've answered it. How do we get more people into Delhalla Lake and Pickett County and to spend their money, right? Because Pickett County is a small county, geographical wise, with the borders around with Clay and Overton, and then of course Kentucky, and then touches Fentress. You know, so it's there's geographical. You're there. It's smaller. It's, the population's small, but you have this huge asset.
Yep.
A place that everybody in the state and the country that knows about it wants to go. It's like you said, it's known for smallmouth bass. And I got a funny story, Brian, right quick. First time I went fishing with Tim Reagan on Delhalla Lake, we were in college. And we go, Ms. Randy Redoff, we call him Bubba. Bubba's still a good friend of mine today. But me, it's Tim, Bubba, and I. And we sat down right in the middle of the lake. Now, I've been fishing all my life. And down Center Hill, which I live 25 minutes from, we would fish around the shore and around trees that are in the water because fish like to stay there. And in certain spot, we had our honey holes, right? So Tim stops. We hadn't caught a fish all day long. We've been fishing 2-3 hours. I don't know. Stops in the middle of the lake, and I looked at Bubba, and I said, what in the world is he doing? It's the deepest part of the lake. And Bubba goes, I don't know. So we cast our lines out, and within 5 minutes, I got a big one. I mean, it probably wouldn't have broken the record, but it's my story. It's my lie to tell, so let me tell it.
You caught the big fish.
I did. So I'm getting that thing up to the boat, and Tim's like, all right, I'll help you. He's excited, you know, and Bubba's excited. We finally caught a fish. In the middle of the lake, nothing around, deepest part of the lake. He knew. He's a guide there. Tim's helping me get the fish up because it is a hoss. I don't know. It's probably 4 or 5 pounds. It's a hoss. He grabs it, takes his knife, cuts the line. The fish goes in the water. And I don't have a temper. And Bubba and I said, what did you do that for? He said, nobody catches the first fish in my boat besides me. I said, you sorry dog. I said, I'm about to throw you in here, and we're gonna be reeling you in, right? So we laughed. Oh, we laughed about that. I'll never forget it. I had the first fish of the day, brand new. I mean, I've been to Delhalla a couple times, but with Tim, and he cut my line as soon as he got there and let the fish go. So that fish is probably still around somewhere, Brian. Probably laughing this day that he got let loose because of Tim thinking he had to catch the first fish.
He's not going to let you catch the big one.
Oh, man. Drove me nuts. We didn't have a bite the rest of the day. And I told him, I said, that's karma, Tim. We didn't catch a thing. Stayed a night on an island. We camped out on one of those islands in the middle of the lake. Got up the next morning, fished for like a couple hours, never caught anything. Went and had breakfast at one of the marinas, and we left. You know, but that's a memory I'll never forget. So you talked about the marinas.
Yes.
And they, if I remember right, they've done some work to expand or make it, you know, improve, renovate there, and so people come. And they stay pretty busy, all of them do, right, Brian, in the summer especially?
Yeah. Summertime, I'm finding out is their prime time, I guess you would say, through the summer. All through the summer, it's really good. We get a lot of, you know, the tourists in. Then, of course, we got fishing tournaments. We're trying to push them. We get more of them in the off-season, which we do a lot of fishing tournaments in the off-season. But, of course, I'm learning to be a part of that, getting to work on the schedule for next year. Started working on that already. Of course, Bill Dance, we've got one of his tournaments we're going to do. It's one we've done, I think, last year, they said. But it's coming back. I was a part of a recent Delhalla Bass Classic. Mm-hmm. This is one that it's noted for Pickett County, Birchtown area. We had our 40th anniversary this year. I got to be a part of that. We got to blow that up, make us a new logo. It was a lot of fun. I'd never had, actually, believe it or not, grew up in Birchtown and never been to a fishing tournament until then. That's
really?
That was my first one.
Yeah.
When I was growing up, I played basketball and worked, and it wasn't a lot of time to fish growing up. But I did get a chance to do that, and it was a dream of mine to get to be a part of one of them. And one of the neatest things I've seen about the whole thing is watching, seeing guys pull up on the boat, and there's like a dad and his son. He probably wasn't. He's under 10 years or younger, just by looking at him, you know, and he was excited, you know, you could tell he's excited, but, you know, there was the ones with the live scoping that they do, that's the technology that a lot of the young groups are doing now that's put you right on some fish that they're finding out, but it's hard to compete against that, I guess, but anyway, just seeing the man and his son brought back memories. You know, I'd love to got a chance to do that with my dad, but it was pretty cool. Then when it come weigh-in time, we trying to holler at all the fishermen, it was time to weigh in, get him on in, get him weighed.
Yep.
Try to get him up in time. But so he comes up the dock carrying the fish, went in a bag. He had one fish he wanted to weigh. I don't know how big the fish was, but he was going to weigh in a fish, whatever he caught, and it was big as he was, looked like. bag dragging the floor and the dad. And I said, he's won't do it all. And he said, oh, yeah, this is what he's here for. But he wouldn't do it. We wouldn't let his dad touch that at all. But carried up we did it down Star Point and got to carry it up a pretty good little distance to the weigh-in station. But stuff like that's neat. And
how do you share those memories with people? How do you get those memories out for other people to understand this is where we make memories with our family?
Oh, yeah. Well, that's just what it is here in this area, Upper Cumberland area, especially in Pickett County. What's unique, you get to do that. And you'll do it by accident. You know, you'll be up there when something happened. Of course, we got all kinds of other things to attract people, but as we're on fishing right now. But we actually put a book together of that. I got to be a part of that. Had a local, actually, I graduated with her as well, Lori Winningham. She's our director of library up in Pickett County. But I asked her to help me put a archive together of all the Del Hollow Bass Classic fishing events. And I want to make this special, especially being my first time as well. I want to really do it right and make the 40th a special day. So she did that. So put news clippings and articles of the winnings and histories of the Del Hollow Bass Classic, which we have two tournaments, a fall and a spring. We've done the fall in the beginning. In the latter years, they brought in the spring, which I think maybe it's 15 years running on it now. But the biggest part was the fall. But anyway, long story short, she got the articles together. My wife, she put the book together and put it in plastic and put it in a just a note binder. I made a couple of them and had them out there at the tournament. So, you know, you had guys oohing and awing, and I remember this. You know, this is we had people like J.B. King. He still is a guide fisherman today. Yep. He was part of the first tournament. And actually, the Del Hollow Bass Club, he was him and Jerry Reagan and Hawkeye Dighty was three that was named, I think, in the 85 article, starting the Bass Club. Then the 86, they had their first Del Hollow Bass Classic. So it's been in the makings for years. And there's a history of fishing in Birchtown, Pickett County. But so the fishermen oohing and awing over them. And of course, we've got one on display. Anytime you come by the Birchtown Welcome Center, we've got the world record smallmouth bass is hanging in the Welcome Center in Birchtown. The real fish is there. And, of course, we've got this land under it, a little history of 40 years of Birchtown fishing to kind of go along with it. And Sam wanted the other one. He put it in the Gulf Museum. So we've got it in the Gulf Museum. Yep. He's fixed it up there. But that's something we've done, and I got to be a part of it with fishing in Birchtown to help promote tourism. And just that was a kind of a special tournament for local residents. Sure. You know, a lot of locals. It's gotten bigger over the years, but it was just some neat things to do. And if you can do things like that in communities and just make – bring out the special hometown people you've got and just recognize, thank them, and just don't forget, put stories and books together. It'll mean a lot on down the road when you lose things.
Yeah. Brian, it sounds like to me you're off to a good start as executive director of the tourism for Pickett County. I appreciate you being here. Appreciate your time. Good luck to you. If anything I can do for you, let me know and tell Steven and Sam and all those guys I said hello, okay?
All right. Thanks for your time. Thank you.
Brian Arms, Executive Director of Pickett County Tourism. Remember, folks, it's a lot easier to smile. It is a frown. Make somebody's day. Be kind to one another. It's the only way we get through this life. See you next time.